morning, everybody, and welcome to another segment installation of my Christian walk. Good morning. It's Friday in California, United States. I was just looking at my audience analytics for this podcast, and I actually got like 11% in the UK. The UK has less than nine. Why am I doing this accent? I don't know. Anyways. So today I want to talk about, you know, I was watching this movie, Hot Tub Time Machine, and it dawned on me. If you go to the writing, and I want to talk today about the futility and the blatant, I guess you can call it entertainment, but I'll call it the blatant misuse of creativity in the form of a movie like Hot Tub Time Machine, and why all of this kind of stuff, distractionary stuff like films. You know, there's a range of entertainment that we're exposed to in this world. And whenever I go to this place where I watch something like this as a person who is getting through life professing that I believe in an afterlife, because I absolutely do believe in an afterlife. I absolutely believe that this condition of life that we experience holds a very specific value for us eternally. The problem I think that we have as human beings, particularly if we don't believe in Jesus Christ, and if we don't believe in heaven, and if we don't believe in hell, whatever that means, because I think before I delve into this movie, before I go on further, I think one of the traps for people, myself definitely included, in being mindful of heaven and hell is that the places that I just mentioned really hold no meaning for us. They really aren't relatable. Nobody can really, I don't think, say essentially what is heaven and what is hell. They're just these futuristic places that we're told about as children. And as we grow older and we get more wrapped up in the specifics of our life experience and all the pain and pleasure associated with our life, we forget. And so it's kind of ridiculous, if I'm being completely honest, and why wouldn't I be? It's ridiculous to believe, I think, in those things that we really can't connect to. And why, for example, are we gonna fear hell if we don't really know what hell is? So I guess in getting back to the movie, what it does serve to do, like everything else we're exposed to, is to distract us. It's called, under the grand umbrella, entertainment. So as I was watching this ridiculously stupid movie, and it was stupid, it was vulgar, it wasn't even funny. I mean, the shit that they come up with, and I'm thinking as I'm watching it, well, I'm watching it, so am I stupid? No, I'm just desperate at that time. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm desperate to watch something. So I watch it and I'm looking at it and I'm going, some idiot actually wrote this show purposely vulgar and included all this content, and it had some decent actors in it, as ridiculous as it was, to suck people in like me who are going to find some kind of value. And before it gets released onto Netflix, which is where I watched it, people actually paid hard money for this, hard-earned cash. But why? And I think this is where Christianity comes into the picture. Because you can watch a movie like that and you could think it's stupid and what's the point? But there are people in this world that live their life for distraction. Because the reality and the tangibility, God, that word just escaped me. The reality and the, I'll just say the reality of something like a heaven and a hell doesn't really resonate with us. But does that mean our faith should be weakened? I don't think so for one simple word. Guilt. Guilt. It's what separates us from serial killers and sociopaths, right? A sociopath in his daily interactions really doesn't care what he does or she does to anybody. There is no guilt. And of course, intertwine that with narcissism and, you know, you got very dangerous people out there who get their kicks from doing whatever the hell they want at the expense of other people, which is contrary, obviously, to the word. And as I was thinking about my Christian walk and before I did this podcast today, I was going to go and delve into scripture and do something about the New Testament was just flooding into my mind, Jesus's words. And I'm going to go back and do that. But I'm thinking, you know, we just dry up. We dry up as human beings eventually. You need Christ in your life. You need, and even though as recent as this week, I was dealing with some personal issues surrounding my family, involving my mother and my brother, which I will not go into, but I got caught up in worldly thoughts. I got caught up in resentment. I got caught up in anger. I got caught up in judgment. And I think those are all normal things to get caught up in. It's to what extent do we get caught up in those things? What do we do with those feelings of resentment? What do we do with those feelings of anger? And I take it back to heaven and hell. Because the endpoint of this life, obviously, is the ground or the incinerator if we're being if we're being treated as dead bodies that way. We're either being buried or we're being cremated. That's it, right? Okay, so that's the endpoint. But then there's this thing called the soul and spirit, which many atheists, obviously all atheists reject, secularists reject, agnostics don't know. Believers, we believe. We believe that we transcend these bodies and we go somewhere else. Our life is now not in this material world, but it's in another place. And what gets us admission to the other destination? Who determines that? Well, that would be God. That would be judgment. So, unlike the sociopath, the serial killer, the narcissist, we ought to care about our behavior. We ought to care about what we do to other people. And if you can come by way of Jesus Christ to that epiphany where you look at yourself and you look at your life, and perhaps you've lived your whole life without Jesus Christ, and you say, maybe there's a chance. After I confess that I am a sinner, after I confess that I need a Savior, after I confess that even though I don't deserve it, I need forgiveness, how does that happen? Well, it doesn't happen by Scientology. It doesn't happen by Mormonism. Not to certain extents, there are other denominational belief systems that might, like a Venn diagram, correlate with Christian values, but it's not even about Christian values. It's about Jesus Christ. That's it. All right, so don't watch Hot Tub Time Machine. It's a waste of your time. And really look at what I'm talking about today and ask yourself, is this distraction really worth my time? Peace. Have a good weekend.